More guilty pleas entered in multi-million-dollar Feeding Our Future fraud scheme. Texas border business, U.S. Department of Justice. Two more defendants, Suleiman Yusuf Muhammad and his brother Gandhi Yusuf Muhammad, have pleaded guilty for their roles in the Feeding Our Future fraud scheme. The number of defendants convicted scheme-wide is now at 65. The brothers were charged in United States versus Muhammad et al., along with five other defendants who pleaded guilty in March. The number of defendants convicted in the Feeding Our Future scheme has now reached 65. Sentencing hearings for both defendants will be scheduled at a later date. These cases result from an investigation conducted by the FBI, IRS, Criminal Investigations, U.S. Postal Inspection Service, and SHE. Minneapolis man sentenced to 43 months for role in Feeding Our Future fraud scheme. Earlier today in Minneapolis, Abdullahi Nur Jessau of Minneapolis was sentenced to 43 months in prison followed by 2 years of supervised release for his role in a $250 million fraud scheme that exploited a federally funded child nutrition program during the COVID-19 pandemic. Jessau was also ordered to pay restitution in the amount of $866,458. According to court documents, from December 2020 through September 2021, Abdullahi Nur Jessau, 65, purported to operate a federal child nutrition program meal distribution site from his event space, Benadir Hall, located on Lake Street in Minneapolis. The site was ostensibly operated by a nonprofit entity called Academy for Youth Excellence, for which Jessau served as secretary. Between December 2020 and September 2021, Academy for Youth Excellence claimed to have served over 1.7 million meals to children at Benadir Hall. In reality, Academy for Youth Excellence only provided a fraction of those meals. Based on these fraudulent claims, Academy for Youth Excellence and its alleged food vendor, SNS Catering, received $4,286,088 in federal child nutrition program funds. Rather than feed children during the pandemic, Jessau misappropriated the funds for his own personal benefit, including for the purchase of a home in Columbia Heights, Minnesota. On April 7, the Department of Justice announced the creation of the National Fraud Enforcement Division. The core mission of the Fraud Division is to zealously investigate and prosecute those who steal or fraudulently misuse taxpayer dollars. Department of Justice efforts to combat fraud support President Trump's task force to eliminate fraud, a whole-of-government effort chaired by Vice President J.D. Vance to eliminate fraud, waste, and abuse within federal benefit programs. Updated April 9, 2026.